miss a lot of our words, our English derivation. It's no English derivation, it's just the fact that we're a common language for hundreds and hundreds of years. Kind
just
of thing.
The
and
old
it's,
Angles.
That's right, it's for the old English and for the, they caught old English, but you know, it's just the same as old Scots. It was the same route. But we've equally got, I mentioned Gled earlier there for the kite coming from Glada, the Norse, you know, for to glide kind of thing. So we've got Scandinavian influences, we've got English influences, and we've got French influences. And we'll probably get two or three others as well. You all are for the Gaelic, for the eagle, for example. We've a hill here, Ben Yellery, which is Hill of the Eagles, for the Gaelic, for the time when Galloway was Gaelic. But equally, we've got Erin Craig. There's an Erin Craig on Criffel. Erin is the old English word for the white-tailed eagle, the Erns. And Burns talks about Eacliffe's, the haunts of sailing Yerns, you know, which is sea eagles kind of thing. So there, in the same Galloway, you've got a Gaelic root for a bird, in Ben Yellery, Hill of the Eagle. Yellery is a Gaelic, and then you've got Erin Craig on Criffel. There's another Erin Craig, one of the biggest hills in Queensbury Estate, just up Nithdale, going back to the old English route for the white-tailed eagle. So you can, it's such a hodgepodge and such a mixture of words, but it's quite fascinating.